And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I mean it when I say it. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, this is it. This is my favorite time of the week. I got me a bad case of the whoop-whoops. Because it's time for Boomer and McQueen. All right. And the lovely McQueen is in studio. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
How about we turn your microphone on first? Let's try that again. How
that
you doing?
Good. I'm fantastic. How about you?
I am good. I'm good. Good to see you.
Yes, you too.
Boomer's always on his best behavior when you're here.
Is he? Well, yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
he's it's because I bring him a drink and keep him, and he's happy now.
and happy.
He's over there scratching and burping most of the time, and then you come in, he acts like a gentleman, so it's all great. All right, you guys, you know the deal. Y'all are two people in the background of this show. Really, Boomer's not in the background, but you know what I'm saying? You guys help make things run, but I also know y'all got opinions. So we want to hear
especially these days, it seems.
There's a lot of reason to have opinions right now. First question for you. Ready?
Ready.
All right. So right before the show broke, Hunter Biden was indicted on felony gun charges. Big doings, apparently. I don't know how big. I'm not a federal prosecutor, but let me ask you this. What is the dam breaking? I mean, is it because it's like they kept it bundled just long enough, but how long can they keep this thing from unraveling? The whole Hunter Biden saga, the family. Is it really unraveling? And by the way, what does this say about President Biden himself? Who's first?
Are you ready? You go for it.
You want me to go for it?
Take it away.
He seems right. Real excited about
this
one.
For me, I look at it and go, well, good, finally.
And about then, freaking time.
And then I look at it as, well, for Hunter, for President Biden, I look at it as, It's not good for him either, at all, for the whole family, because of all the underlying things that have gone on that he has done, for his son, and I'm sure other things are going to be popping up.
I don't know where it ends either.
That's the hard part. Is it going to end, or how long are they going to draw this one out as well? I mean, in my head, for President Biden, I look at it as. I saw something on the TV, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, DeSantis saying that VP Kamala Harris is President Biden's insurance for not being impeached.
No one wants her as president.
Nobody wants her as president. But, I mean, how long will it go for Hunter Biden, and then what is President Biden going to do for his son? What can he do?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the president, so, I mean, but then that gets hairy if he does anything. Man, it's just a whole mess.
It's a mess, and we all get to live in it.
Exactly. And then are they trying to take our eyes off of something else?
That distraction.
Well, that is a question that I have, is do I trust this prosecutor not to be doing something that helps prevent something else from happening?
Right.
But then again, he also brought felony charges, and I don't know. What are your thoughts?
This just makes me think of, like, what my mom always told me when I was a kid, like, you know, just you tell a little white lie, and then you forget where you started, and it turns into a big old lie wad.
That's a lie wad.
Not a web, a lie wad.
That's a medical term, by the way.
Yep, look it up.
You have a lie wad.
My mom told me. That's how I feel. Like, I kind of feel like, oh, it's about darn time that something, I mean, I feel like there's so many things that could, you know, that could have been brought against any of the Bidens, for that matter. And I feel like this is, like, that first part of the string where, like what you said, where does it end? And I think it's just going to unravel because it's, like, one thing after another, I feel like, it has been done to cover up something else that's been done in the past. And we don't even know how far back it goes. I think it's about to really unravel.
I agree with that. I think they're pulling this thread, and we'll see what follows it. But here's my question for you, too, as a follow-up on that. So you always hear the phrase of, you know, the sins of the father, you know, weighing on the next generation. What about the sins of the child going up? If one of our kids was a royal screw-up, does that mean that we're screw-ups? Is President Biden, if he had nothing else in his life, let's say Biden was innocent of anything else and there's nothing else to worry about, does what is just happening to his son right now taint his presidency?
Well, I think it's one of those things that, like, no, it does not, you know, a child can make their own choices. And we're not talking about a child. We're talking about a, you know, what, 60-year-old man. I don't even know. So, no, you know, that is, should not be a reflection on, you know, on the parent or whomever. But also at the same time, we're humans and we do have now have like maybe a jaded perspective of someone. However, I do think it's a different this situation. The whole the Biden family, you know, they're so intertwined and connected. Yeah. And it's like you just see so much covering here and covering there. There's so much iffy, not even like gray water here. It's just like you're just waiting for what all is going to come out. You just know it's a huge lie-wad mess.
A huge lie-wad mess. Mm-hmm. Yes. You have your diagnosis is you appear to have a bad case of lie-wads. but, you know, so there was a time I'm trying to think what it was. Clinton, I believe. Yeah, Clinton had a brother-in-law. Hillary, yeah, is right. President Bill Clinton's brother-in-law, Hillary's brother, I believe, was a mess. Mm-hmm. President Clinton actually had to pardon his own brother-in-law. Chose to pardon his own brother-in-law. It's embarrassing, but that was a familial connection that was kind of out there. It was like, well, that guy back in Arkansas kind of screwed up. It's right. Kind of a mess, you know. And then there was there were other examples of. Jimmy Carter, his brother Billy, had Billy Beer, and he was always drinking beer. He's like a good old boy, and it got embarrassing. But it wasn't necessarily a reflection purely on Jimmy Carter himself, but it kind of brought distraction, you know. Mm-hmm. This one I feel like is a bit more different because, well, Hunter's right now living in the White House.
He's there. He wanders around and is, you know.
Yeah, he wanders around in his boxer shorts.
And he wanders around.
Leaves stuff and whatnot.
Sitting
and,
around.
Know.
And, yes.
Lie-wads.
Smoking crack in the Oval Office. I started that rumor just then.
Oh,
but yeah, I think this one has a different taint to it.
Yeah.
Because it has been such a focus. And now we're finding out that the things they said didn't happen, he's now being indicted for. Innocent until proven guilty. But it's the form that he actually filled out with his signature on it, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to lighten up a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Next question.
Just a tad.
So I don't know if y'all saw this. I almost feel like I'm doing stupidest story of the week, but but it was like a legit in Mexico. Just like we have congressional hearings here, we're not the only country that has parliamentary or congressional or Senate type hearings. The Mexican, whatever they are, Parliament, Senate, they held hearings yesterday on UFOs. Well, we held hearings on UFOs just a few weeks ago. And yet a guy brought in mummified remains, allegedly, of aliens. They're like little Yoda things laying in a box.
I saw that, but I thought it was a joke.
No. He says these were brought up out of a cave in Peru, I believe. And they are proof, he says, and he says that they've already been tested and that 30% of the DNA is not identifiable.
30% of the DNA is not identifiable.
Yeah, the DNA strand has a 30%. We don't know what all this is. And so I'm looking at this and going, all right, what? So I'm asking you guys, what?
Is this?
What do you think? Is there? I mean, they walk into the Senate or the government buildings in Mexico and they're laying them on the table. And they're saying, look, here they are. And it looks like you got Yoda in a box.
I saw that. I saw it on Instagram, but I really thought it was a joke because it said something like, I was just doing my science experiment last night and decided, I don't know. And it was talking about mummies. And so I really thought it was a joke.
Yeah, people are memeing this thing big time right now.
Oh,
I saw
man.
One with Biden's face on it.
It was I need to go bad. Back and look at this because now this is kind of all making sense.
Are we alone? Come on.
Are we alone or is someone watching us?
First, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Some of the memes that I've seen out there the past couple days about this have been, hey, look, it's a picture of our current Senate with all these old people.
That's what I saw. Yeah. It was like.
It had Dianne Feinstein's face on it. I saw that one.
And I just
you guys are
it.
Avoiding the question.
I'm
right
not
now.
Avoiding
all
it.
Alone.
I'll go. She's avoiding it.
I'm not avoiding it. I just like really thought this was kind of a joke. So I didn't look that far
awesome.
Into it. Awesome. Because you think that we're not alone and there's aliens out there?
Okay. Well, God is creator of all living beings. So
yeah,
if there are other living beings, that means God created other living beings as well. So
Do you want to go to Mars?
Am I to say that there are not? No, I'm not. You know, I'm not the person to say that because I've never met one. So you think.
So okay, what do you think? Did this guy walk in with the true mummified remains? Why didn't we know about this before? Where did this come from? Why now?
Yeah, babe, why?
Because why do other people hold back on us? I mean, it's exactly what the, when they showed it to, was it Congress or whoever, for us, all those, you know, old videos of, you know, the UFOs.
Some of them
were old. Oh, those were from like Navy,
but
like, right?
I'm just saying.
Right? And that, okay.
What happens when some people are go crazy when they think there is something, and then is it going to cause a panic or any of those things? Or some people like me would just be like, oh, that's cool.
And then you move on. I agree. Because it is, it's like.
I think, oh, that's cool as long as they don't have laser guns and eat people.
Exactly.
But they haven't done it yet. So
or a giant,
I think
giant
we'll be good.
Ship like the Independence Day shit. I don't want any of that.
Here's what I think. I think there is more to this story. I think that there has been probably some. There are probably things in files and in warehouses somewhere.
Tucked away that they don't want to let out.
They don't want
to
talk
about
any
of this
because
stuff.
They believe there would be an international panic.
Right. Yeah.
But I think we're starting to get to the point that people are like getting warmed up to the idea that we may not be alone, so we might ought to figure out what's up.
Wasn't there something else that came out just the other day that there was a planet discovered that actually it looks like it's covered in water?
I have not seen that.
I could be wrong.
Now you're just making crap up.
I'm just saying. they called it something blah, 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 and they numbered it, you know, whatever planet. So I don't know. Maybe I happened to just...
Oh, that's when you fell asleep on the couch and you woke up and Star Trek was on TV.
Honestly, that may be it.
That could have been it. That sounds more practical.
All right, take it to a break, brother.
Oh, man.
Watching Star Trek and you wake up going, there's aliens?
I was watching Star Trek.
That man had pointy ears. How do you have pointy ears?
Where did that come from?
Yeah, we thought we had problems here. There's a whole other world out there.
Oh, my goodness. And they got it all figured out there, I'm sure.
I'm going.
Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, round two of Boomer McQueen, where they get to flip the script and ask me a question. We'll see how that goes. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Back right now with Boomer and McQueen. I like how your finger is on the trigger over there, man. Just ready.
I just ready for that one.
All right, we flipped the script. They asked me a question, so who's taking it?
I got it.
You got it. All right, what you got?
Well, you know, we have a kindergartner, and so we're all always just concerned about school.
And he lost a tooth today.
He did. He came in here and was like, they pulled my tooth out at lunch because he was chewing on his water bottle. So
nice.
There we go. Yes. So, like, you know, we're always looking at education and just things have to do with education just stand out to me. And so I've seen a lot of things recently, but one that really stuck out was in Oregon. It was a bill that was signed like a year ago or so, but it was to basically remove the requirement to be proficient in math, writing in English or in reading for high schoolers, like to graduate. So just get rid of it. Like, as in, doesn't, why go to school? And because.
Why go to school?
Exactly. And this was just like a year ago. But then, because graduation rates were still not good enough, this is the Oregon governor, lowered the requirements even more so, or changed the requirements even more so to have a better graduation rate, because that still wasn't good enough, even though they weren't required to be able to read, do math, or write.
Right.
So. Like, this is scary because we're seeing it pop up all over the place. There's something, I think, going on in Alabama, too. Maybe not to that extreme. But, like, what is their goal? Like, what? I mean, how can we be okay with it? How can people be okay with this?
Don't you know? Their goal is equity. Equity.
like,
it's all about equity. All about making sure that no one feels bad because they didn't meet a standard. It's about participation trophies.
Trophies. I was just going to say.
What I'm saying.
It, or is it just trying to just dumb
us down?
Dumb, oh, man.
Dadgummit.
I forgot to push the button. Or is it to dumb us down a little bit so that then later on in life, the next generation, they're going to have more handouts and then
just
the
be government dependent.
Wow, that's the long game. I didn't see that, but you're right.
I mean,
that's a great point.
You don't have an education and you can't do certain things, guess who you're going to have to rely on more? The people that do. Kind of like the Book of Eli, where they're talking about, you know, whoever has the control of the book is the one to. You know.
Wow, I like how you leaned into the microphone for emphasis.
That was some nice dramatics. There.
So the reality is, you're right. In 2021, the Oregon, like uber liberal, like poster child for liberalism, governor of Oregon, signed a bill that says yes, you don't have to meet proficiency standards in math, science, or reading to graduate high school in Oregon. And the goal, allegedly, was to, you know, to boost graduation rates. Well, yeah. I mean, if it was, you know, the old saying is, if it was hard, everybody'd do it. If it was easy, everybody'd do it.
Yeah.
Well, they've made it easy, but apparently not everybody's doing it. So their graduation rate is still not going where she wants it to.
Oh, my gosh.
So this week what she did was she said, well, we're just going to lower that from a projected 90% graduation rate. Our goal is now 83%.
Oh,
so first of all, you made it like
you can't even graduate without a standard.
Yeah, you can't fail, and now you still can't fail, but they're failing anyway.
So then are they going to have all of the institutions, the universities, are they going to lower their standards to get into the universities?
That's a great point. Oh, you're going to have a lot of out-of-staters coming to school
be,
there, I
it's
guess.
It's going to have to be a trickle effect because are some of the universities doing the whole DEI. I was like, ESG, yeah. Sorry.
I was on ESG. Okay, yeah, DEI.
DEI stuff, I mean.
I think, I guess in Oregon, the only reason still to go to high school is to get your free condoms and sex education. That's all that's left.
Is that where there's the vending machines on the corner?
Probably.
What was that?
Well,
no, that was New York.
Probably. I got a quick
but yes,
one.
But hang on. In Alabama, I got to say this.
Yeah.
So, lowering standards. Uh-huh. So we just had a thing that broke in the news. We may talk about it with Stephanie Smith later this week. But I guess later this week is tomorrow. But but the reality is we have a thing called the Alabama Literacy Act that has been very contentious. They've been trying to get third graders to read at grade level, and they keep pushing back the start date. It's too soon. Just don't do it yet. Push it back. No. Well, not this year. You know, COVID. Push it back. It's been pushed back, I think, 3 years in a row. And now what they decided to do this week, and Governor Ivey is signing off on it, is if we can't push it back anymore, let's at least just lower the standard.
Oh, my God.
So now proficiency will mean less proficiency in order to be considered proficient.
Wow.
Yeah. What'd you have? I'm sorry.
Well, speaking on schools, did you see the two Republican lawmakers? They've introduced a legislation to allow schools.
Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rand Paul from Ogles from Tennessee and Rand Paul from Kentucky. They introduced this legislation to fund firearm safety, hunting, and archery programs. So it introduced the Educating Responsible Future Hunters Act to amend the federal law programs that teach proper safety and training with dangerous weapons.
I did see this. This is a direct response to the Biden administration trying to defund schools with school lunches and all that who dare to have archery and hunting programs.
I mean, come on.
So Rand Paul and the other guy are just saying, well, then how about this? We're going to upfund them. How about that?
I like it.
I do too, man. There you go. Well, you know, I don't know what to say except that Alabama does not need to keep lowering standards because we're already last in the nation. But I still have to look at it and go, how are we behind Oregon? Because they don't even have a standard.
Well, they don't have a standard.
They don't even have a standard, and yet somehow or another we're behind them. I don't understand that.
Oh, man.
But you got to have standards in life. It's not scary. It's called achievement. It's called having a goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hard work. Mm-hmm.
How do you compete in life if you've never been taught how to compete?
Yeah.
Even with yourself. Learn to compete with yourself.
And learn how to fail. And learn how to not meet an expectation or a standard.
Thrill of victory.
That is part of
the agony of defeat.
Yep.
All right. Love you both. Appreciate you. Boomer and McQueen. We will be right back.